Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The big Thanksgiving meal's coming up soon, and most Nebraska homes will be serving a turkey for the celebration. On today's Almanac, Extension educator Cindy Bryson gives us some great tips for the preparation of your turkey so you can be confident you're serving a safe and delicious meal.
Right now, my first question when people call and say they have their turkey is it fresh or is it frozen? If it's fresh, you have 1 to 2 days to cook it. So fresh turkeys last longer in refrigerators in grocery stores because the refrigerators are extremely cold, almost freezing. If you have a fresh turkey, your choice is either to freeze it or cook it now and then freeze it and just reheat it for Thanksgiving. And that's totally safe. If you are going to cook a turkey from frozen, you need to be pulling it out, putting it in the refrigerator, 5 pounds. For every 24 hours, you need to be thawing it. It needs to be thawed in the fridge. If you're in a hurry, day of Thanksgiving is still a little frozen, put it in a clean sink that you've sanitized with cold water, change the cold water every half an hour until it's thawed, and then you're ready to cook it. Once you're ready to cook it, my biggest recommendation to a new person cooking a turkey is take the stuff out of the middle. Take out the bag of giblets and take out the neck. You really don't want to cook it with all that stuff in there. Don't wash your turkey. Don't run it under water. Put it in the pan. It'll cook just fine. It'll kill any bacteria that might have been on it. You can pat it dry with a paper towel. Put it in the oven. You're going to cook it no lower than 325. Don't put it in the oven at 200 all night long. Don't cook it any lower than that. You're going to cook it until a thermometer in the thickest part, which would be the breast and the thigh, reaches 165. We don't recommend stuffing it. If you do stuff it, the dressing or the stuffing needs to get to be 165 degrees in the middle. By the time the turkey, the dressing or the stuffing gets to be that temperature, the turkey is way hotter, which is fine. It's not going to hurt it. So you've cooked it. You're going, once it's done, it's reached the appropriate temperature, reached at least 165. You're going to pull it out of the oven and tent it for half an hour. That's going to help all those juices be reabsorbed into your turkey. And it's totally fine. It's really hot. Not a problem. Carve it, serve it, get it in the fridge, off the carcass within 2 hours. You don't want it to sit out any longer than that. Once you've got it in the fridge, it's good for leftovers 3 to 4 days. But every time you take it out, it adds to those 2 hours. So, some people keep their turkey a week and they've taken it out and put it on the table for an hour each time. It's like by the time the week is over, there's enough bacteria in that turkey to make people really sick. So 3 to 4 days, cook it, eat it, freeze it, or get rid of it. Storing leftovers, you want to store things in shallow containers. You don't want to overfill your fridge. You want to make sure that your refrigerator is cold, 41 or below, so things are safe. And then again, after 3 to 4 days, either you freeze it or you toss it. So that's kind of from the store to the trash can. If you're serving a lot of hot dishes, people don't have a lot of room in their oven, I tell them you want to keep things hot because you don't want things sitting out and cooling off. Use your multi-cookers. Use your slow cookers. I put potatoes and green beans in my slow cooker, and it keeps them warm. It keeps them warm all through the meal, and then I can pull them out when we're done. You want to make sure that once you slice your turkey, you serve it, and then you don't, a lot of people spend a lot of time around the Thanksgiving table. If you do that, make sure you're picking up the items like the turkey and the green beans and the sweet potatoes and making sure you're getting them in the refrigerator. You don't want to put them in the refrigerator hot, but, once they reach about 70 degrees, get them in the fridge. You really want to make sure that you're keeping things either cold or hot. If your house is a little warm and you're serving like a fluff salad, you could even put it in a bowl of ice so it stays cold.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.